What's your origin story? We don't want to know what your origin story is. We're going to make that up ourselves.
We just need to know your name and your age.
Yeah. So you can text it to us, 502-795-1997. We'll start with Maggie, who says, I'm 15, backstory please, waiting for it, Benny boy. Okay. Maggie, 15, running on three emotions, confidence, chaos, and whatever song is currently on repeat.
Yeah.
At 12 years old, Maggie had a dramatic friendship breakup that required screenshots, witnesses, and a hoodie worn for five consecutive school days.
Oh, wow.
14, she reinvented herself so hard, she even scares last year's Maggie. Now, at the ripe old age of 15, Maggie communicates exclusively in side eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Owns 47 lip glosses.
Of course.
But can only find one.
You can't have enough.
Treats every minor inconvenience like it deserves a documentary series. Her phone battery always at 12%. Opinions always at 100. And she's already tired of people, quote, not getting it.
Wow.
15-year-old Maggie growing up fast, rolling her eyes faster, and absolutely convinced everyone else is doing life wrong. Very good. Nice.
I feel like that has to be 100% accurate.
It is. All right. Let's do this.
Hey, guys. Tony the Welder here. Beautifully bold at 40 years old.
All right.
I love it.
What is Tony the Welder's origin story? Tony the Welder, held together by caffeine, sparks, and pure spite for weak metal.
What?
At 22, Tony the Welder learned three things very quickly. How to weld, how to swear creatively, and how to survive on gas station burritos.
Tasty.
At 31 years old, Tony the Welder, quote, fixed something once and has been the default repair guy for everyone he's ever met since.
I love it.
Now at bold and 40 years old, Tony the Welder owns gloves in every location except where he needs them, has a playlist that's 80% classic rock and 20% yelling, trusts his instincts more than any instruction manual, measures time in welds.
Yep.
Believes duct tape is a lifestyle.
It is.
And laughs in a way that scares small animals. Tony the Welder doesn't need directions because no guy does. He'll figure it out probably with sparks.
I love it. That has to be right. That has to be 100% correct, Tony, right?
I like that.
I have to think so.
All right, so we're basically creating your origin story on the spot using just your name and your age. Here's another voice note.
My name is Sean, spelled the only correct way, and I am 31 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So what he's referring to is Sean, S-E-A-N.
Right.
Not S-H-A-W-N.
Correct.
S-E-A-N is the Irish way of spelling it. The only correct way is what he's saying.
AKA the correct way.
Sure.
Okay. Yes.
Sean. All right, let's get to his. Origin story for Sean, 31. Has the energy of a man who once said, watch this. And is still dealing with the consequences. Or, here, hold my beer. At 24, Sean tried to reinvent himself after a podcast episode and immediately bought a guitar he can't play.
Oh, yeah.
27 years old, our fearless Sean joined a gym, told everyone it changed his life.
Sure.
And then disappeared for 3 weeks with no explanation.
Oh, no.
Now at 31, Sean owns one nice outfit reserved for, quote, important things.
Sure.
Has a notes app full of million-dollar ideas he wrote in the middle of the night. Treats every inconvenience as a personal challenge.
Yep.
He claims he's chill, but his search history says otherwise. That's our Sean, 31.
By the way, getting some feedback, Maggie, the 15-year-old. Okay, dude, that's 92% correct.
Yes! Yes!
And Tony the Welder, incredibly accurate. Duct tape for life.
Listen. We don't know your backstory. No. We don't know your origin story. No. We're guessing.
Yep. Turns out very well. We're guessing very well.
Guessing. Oh, shoot. All right. Do we have time for one more?
Can you do Lisa, 52?
Who do you want to go to? Who do you want to go to?
Well, there's a lot of Lisa, 52. What you got on this relic? She says.
She says relic?
Relic.
Okay. All right, let's roll with Lisa. Our fearless Lisa, relic 52, lived enough life to be both the warning and the example. At 26 years old, Lisa swore she'd, quote, never be like that, and immediately became exactly like that at 30. At 38, our fearless Lisa said she had a phase where she learned one impressive skill, mentioned it constantly, then abandoned it without closure.
That sounds right. That sounds right.
Now, 52 years young, Lisa owns a drawer full of chargers that belongs to no one.
Don't we all?
No known device.
Sure.
Starts every sentence with, I read somewhere. And has zero patience for nonsense, but infinite curiosity for drama that doesn't involve her directly.
That's so great.
Lisa says she's low maintenance, yet has very specific opinions about certain things like lighting and seating. Lisa, who's 52, claims she's calm on the outside, feral in the group chat, and absolutely not explaining herself.
That sounds 100% like our Lisa. Yes, absolutely. Right. Now, by the way, Alexa says, as Sean's girlfriend, I can tell you the beginning was way off, but the end was very accurate.
Do we want to do one more round of this coming up?
I think we have to.
All right, we'll do one more
100%.
Round.
100%. We've got so many waiting in the wings.
All right, we're just guessing your origin story here.
Yeah,
all right. Just
we're going to have to get to J Mart next round.
All right, well, just give us your name and your age. You can voice note it to us, or you can give us a call or just text it to us, whatever. We'll do that coming up next. As we dive into the mystical world of our listeners, creating your origin story from scratch. All we're doing is finding out your name and how old you are, and we'll take it from here. All right?
Just rolling with it.
Yeah. So Amy is calling us. Hi there, Amy.
Hello.
Hi. Amy, you're 44, and what did you come to the realization?
I said I've been listening to you on the radio for over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
OG.
All right, Amy, don't tell us anything about you. Let us just go ahead and wing it, okay? Here's Amy, who's 44, origin story. Amy has lived long enough to know better and still does it anyway. 27 years old, Amy said, this is my year, with her whole chest, and then immediately lost her phone, her keys, and her dignity in the same weekend.
That sounds right.
At 35, Amy tried a, quote, fresh start, which mostly meant rearranging furniture at midnight and texting people she should not have texted. Now at 44, Amy owns candles for emergencies.
Uh-huh.
Has a group chat she reads but never responds to.
Yes.
Treats every minor inconvenience like a personal test from the universe.
Correct.
Amy says she's low drama, but the stories start with, I wasn't even supposed to be there. Amy has strong opinions, selective memory, and a laugh that suggests she's survived at least three questionable decisions.
Yes!
Amy, who's a youthful 44, not chaotic, experienced.
Oh,
and the evidence is circumstantial, but overwhelming.
Oh.
There you go, Amy.
That sounds great. What a story.
I don't disagree with it.
All right. Hey, lady, thank you so much for hanging with us.
Yep.
All right.
Here's another 20, Ben Davis.
All right. There you are.
That's
thanks,
so great.
Amy. Appreciate it.
Oh, I love
right.
it.
All right. We got to get to Jody, who texted in and said she's almost 13.
Oh, okay. Oh, we need to know. We need to go on this journey.
Let's go on this journey with our very, very well-weathered Jody.
Okay.
All right, Jody. 13. Already the main character, and everyone else just found out.
Absolutely.
At 10 years old, Jody decided she was, quote, over drama while actively creating it by accident. At 11, Jody mastered the art of saying absolutely nothing and somehow making it everyone's problem.
Absolutely.
Now, at almost 13 years old, Jody has two boys fighting over her in the most intense way possible.
Oh, wow.
Competitive backpack carrying, dramatic hallway glances, and one serious argument over who gets to sit closer to her at lunch.
That sounds 1,000% accurate.
She claims Jody doesn't even care, while absolutely caring just enough to let chaos bloom. Her phone buzzes constantly. Jody eye rolls are Olympic level, and Jody's confused as why everyone is being, quote, so weird lately.
Absolutely.
Jody, who's almost 13, just trying to live her life, drink her juice, and survive middle school. There you
drink
are.
Her juice.
There's Jody. There's Jody.
All right, she does have two boys fighting over her.
Yes! Yes! We're creating your origin story from scratch. We don't know your backstory. We just want to know your name and your age, all right?
This is great. Oh, Jody. I hope you have a great day.
We got a text. Did you want to do J-Mart?
J-Mart. With a name like J-Mart, I can only imagine where he's been.
All right.
39 years old.
J-Mart, 39. Sounds like a nickname you earn, not choose. And the origin story of that nickname, classified.
Uh-huh.
At 21 years old, J-Mart disappeared for a year, came back with a different laugh and a rule about never trusting ATMs after midnight.
Wow!
At 28 years old, J-Mart swore off drama, immediately moved closer to it, and somehow became the guy everyone calls when things go sideways. Now, at 39 years young, J-Mart owns one chair that is his chair.
Yes.
Has a phone full of unsent text messages.
All right.
Treats silence like a warning sign. Says he's low key, but the stories always involve phrases like, long story short, bro. And don't ask. J-Mart knows a guy for everything. And is not mysterious on purpose. Just happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. That's
good. That sounds like our J-Mart.
Maybe we do, what, one more?
Yes.
We'll do one more. Can we get to Elena, maybe?
Yeah, maybe Elena.
Elena.
Yep.
By the
33.
Way, I was going to say, thank you to everybody who's been texting in.
There's all so many of you. We could spend the rest of the show
doing this.
The
rest of the show doing this.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do Elena, 33. Just creating your origin story from scratch. Elena. Dear sweet Elena. Elena has lived several emotional lifetimes.
Emotional lifetimes.
And keeps all of them in her notes app.
Yes.
At 25, our dear sweet Elena announced that she was, quote, protecting her peace.
Yes.
While actively answering every message.
Oh.
At 29, she tried a wellness era that involved crystals.
Oh.
Green juices.
Okay.
And one absolutely forgettable haircut.
Okay.
Now at 33, Elena owns workout clothes she wears exclusively for errands. Has a sixth sense for drama that doesn't involve her, but should. And says, I'm not mad. In a tone that every guy understands. She believes in signs from the universe, ignores the obvious ones, and treats minor inconveniences like lessons. Elena, who's 33 and dear to us, is healed.
Oh, I like that.
Is growing.
Yes.
And is one group chat away from relapsing into chaos.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it, Elena. Stay away. I like that.
All right. All right. There you are.
Some feedback. Trina says J-Mart's been around even since before J-Mart.
All right.
I like that. Lisa, beyond the lighting and the seating, rather accurate.
Wow.
Keep your drama over there.
All right.
But not so far away that I can't watch.
All right. All right. Good. All right. We're just creating your drama.
Oh, and Bethany says, oh, my God, I'm Lisa, but I'm 52-year-old Bethany.
Hey, if the shoe fits, right? If the shoe
that's
fits.
Right.
Love it. All right. Hey, thank you. We'll have to do this again sometime. That was fun. All right.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Creating your origin story on 99.70 JX.